From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Megan Lee. After spending Saturday night embroiled in the Washington University Gaza solidarity protests, which ended in about 100 arrests, Green Party presidential candidate Jill Stein arrived in Columbia on Sunday for a campaign event. KBIA's Lane Sebulskis has more.
After an arrest that landed her in a St. Louis County jail for the night, presidential candidate Jill Stein spoke at the Boone County Government Center in Columbia, highlighting key platform issues including the importance of breaking out of a two-party system, public funding for healthcare, and the crisis in Gaza. Stein was arrested Saturday night while protesting with Washington University students who advocated for university divestment from major companies that do business with Israel. Stein says she comes to places like Missouri because her campaign doesn't have a rigid agenda that pulls her exclusively to places the campaign is likely to garner the most support from.
America is in a state of flux right now, in a state of crisis, and coming to a place like Missouri, which is, you know, it's kind of America. It's America at the crossroads.
Stein's campaign must reach the requirement of 10,000 verified signatures to get on the ballot in Missouri, and her campaigners say they have gathered about 8,000 signatures. Stein says right now she's polling at 4% of the overall vote and 12% among people 35 and under. I'm Lane Sebulskis, KBIA News.
The Missouri House could debate a bill loosening child work permit laws this week. Right now, 14 and 15-year-olds have to get a school-issued permit in order to work, according to the Missouri Independent. If passed, the new bill would eliminate the school-issued permits and require a parent's permission instead. Evictions are up in Kansas City, according to a report from Princeton University's Eviction Lab. Nationwide, landlords filed 10% more evictions than in the previous year, the majority against tenants who are Black or women. Across the state, St. Louis saw eviction filings rise by 10%. Following weeks of student protests across the nation, several MU groups are planning a demonstration for solidarity with Gaza later this morning. KBIA's Lane Sebulskis has more.
MU's president of the organization Mizzou Students for Justice in Palestine promoted the planned student protest yesterday during the presidential candidate Jill Stein's Sunday campaign event. Stein and her campaign arrived on campus in Columbia following a run-in with police at a Washington University protest Saturday night that ended with about 100 arrests. Isleen Atala is the president of Mizzou Students for Justice in Palestine. She said multiple MU campus groups plan to protest this morning at MU's Lowry Mall in solidarity with Gaza and with peaceful student protests that have been met with violence. Atala said the group is trying to be as strategic as possible with their actions, given MU's strict rules against encampments, while still keeping the conversation open.
You know, we can do an encampment and get beat up by the police the next day, so and then what's the point of that? We do want to make sure that our university stops its complicity with the genocide.
Atala said the approach is going to be anti-war, anti-military, and in support of independent local businesses. I'm Lane Sebulskis, KBIA News.
I'm Megan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.